The fish pond leaks. This is Dr. Herrera Barry, Dean of the University of Healing here in Chapel, California, with Absolute Philosopher. The fish pond leaks. Presumptions. The fish pond leaks. I have a couple of fish ponds here on the property of the University of Healing. We have one over at the Shangri-La, which is just a little piece of concrete that's laying in the ground that's a pond, and we put a bunch of little goldfish in it. And they're doing just fine. They have their little house there under a piece of slate, and it keeps them from being too hot or too cold, and they're just doing fine. And Ingeborg goes over there, and she puts her toes in there so that the fish have something to eat, and they're very content. And then we have a little fish pond over at the Silo. And this is a deeper fish pond that I think Ellen probably built, or did have they built it, that people there? They built that. And it's about 4 feet deep. It's quite deep. And only about 4 feet wide, 4 feet long. And the fish, I've put 8 fish in there, and they may be doing okay. I haven't really got out to look at them. But everybody else tells me they're doing just fine when they're feeding them. And in my, at the Hermitage, I have 2 ponds. One is a concrete pond, and one is a big plastic pond. And the big plastic pond, I put the big fish in it, because they seem to need a little more room to move around. And they were doing just fine. And then I bought 8 or 9 little fish and put them in the concrete pond. And then we started like the other guys had been 2 years before. And so they were in there doing just fine. All right. Filled it and rinsed it and fed them and took care of it and made everything just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Then I bought a pump, which would pump the water up onto the waterfall and down into the pond, making it a nice circulation for the water and for the big fish. Well, that was fine. I had another hose coming from my faucet going into the waterfall to add water into the pond to rinse it out and clean it out nicely. Well, at some point, I did a reverse osmosis, and I took the water out of the concrete pond and put it into the big pond, which was, you know, the dirty water out of the concrete pond, and put it in the big pond, and pretty soon the concrete pond was down to 2 inches of water in there, and the little baby fish were swimming around in just 2 inches. I saw it in the morning, and I thought, oh my goodness, what is happening here? I feel a leak that I don't see. So then I got the fish and put it in the big pond. And in the big pond, I turned on the water to rinse the big pond and let it run for a couple hours. And then I went up to check on it. And now the big pond had emptied down to almost a full 2 inches on the bottom of the pond. And my fish was sort of flopping around in there. I thought, what have I done? Well, the reverse osmosis is that it runs backwards through the water faucet out in the other hose and empties it out like a siphon.
Yeah,
and so I had siphoned the water up from the little pond and made a big mess for myself. But it was okay. The little fish are just enjoying the big fish now. I've got all 9 little fish in with the 7 big fish, and the big little fish are just swimming right after the big fish, following them all around in the tank, just having a ball. And then there was my big pond was almost empty, so I quickly refilled it, making sure the other little handles were off on my 4-hose connection there that would siphon it out so it wouldn't back siphon and so forth. Well, it took a couple of hours and it got filled up again, and it's all okay, and all the fish are none the worse for wear. But very happy. And I thought, oh, you poor little dears, you must surely be hungry. So I put some food in them. And that was around little afternoon. And so all afternoon as the pond was filling, they didn't even eat. The food was just laying there. So about supper time when I fed the dogs, I went out there to give the fish some more food. And this food was still there from lunch, from early. So I realized they weren't ready for any more fish. Now, you see, we make a lot of presumptions, and we think that a lot of things are there. I came to the camp, to the monastery here with the story of my pond having a leak in it, and everybody said, oh, yes, I saw a leak, I saw water draining here. Oh, yes, this is it. Oh, yes, this has happened in the past, and this has happened in the... Oh, yes, they had all the wrong answers, including me. And so, then, now, I have realized why the pond was low several other times. Because I have siphoned the water out without realizing I was siphoning it out. Because when you have the water running through the hose, pulling it, and it just goes, you know, and instead of running in, I thought it was running kind of slow into it, but it started to reverse and suck it all out. But you learn a lot of interesting things by not presuming things, but just being open and receptive to the possibilities that are happening. And when I was aware of the possibilities, all of my need to completely overhaul the pond and put a new bottom in it so it doesn't leak, it didn't leak in the first place, you know? It was just me back-hurrying it, back-siphoning it, and making my own problem. Isn't it interesting how so often we make our own problem because we thoughtlessly do something? And I thought, I have those four nozzles on the end of that hose, and I can do four things at once. I can put water in this pond, I can put water in this pond, I can water the trees, and I can do all sorts of stuff. Well, I learned a lesson. There's only so much you can do with that, and yet you have to be real careful of it. And in the process, to add to my charming, interesting experiences, the electricity stopped running on the pump, and it wouldn't pump any water. The tank was full, but it wouldn't pump any water. So I had to open and close the little valve there, and it would run for a little while, and then stop, run for a little while, and then stop, because the backhoeing and the backsiphoning and all these things were taking their toll on the well pump. And you never think that it would, but it did. What fascinating things that we're doing in life, and if we would just stop and say, I know, the divine in me knows how to do this, the answer would always be there, always just too clear and too wonderful. Now, why Ingeborg didn't come down there and point that out to me, I don't know. Why Ellen didn't shout from the embassy, "Herb, here's your problem!" She just let me find it out myself. And so we walked by my pond three or four times, and not once did she offer a suggestion. What a wise woman, you know? What a wise woman. And how important it is for each one of us not to make presumptions, but to come to our own conclusions, because when we do, we learn the biggest lesson of all, that we do know all things because we are each a genius. And all we have to do is let that genius respond, reflect, shine out, express itself in every possible way. Yes, we are very blessed. We're very happy. It was a wonderful world we had. Leaky fish ponds, next comes leaky world. No problem. I'm here. I love you.